So, didn't catch the show on
Monday.
No worries. Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nath show.
2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4.
Oh, hello, podcasters. Good to have you back here.
Or back both. I realise I
screwed it. First time here.
Yep. First time here.
Nailed it.
Yeah, there you go.
Seamless.
If it is your first time, probably your last, isn't it?
Nah, I'm sure that stuff up wouldn't turn anyone off that instantly.
You'd be surprised. I'd say send us a message on Instagram if it turned you off, but they're probably already gone and won't hear me say that. You know what I mean? How quickly would you turn off a shithouse podcast?
Hey, I'm recently single and Nath was out with me last weekend and I'm actually very surprised because I sort of went from one relationship into another. Didn't take enough time, right? So yep. I've been out of the game probably for 7 odd years.
Sure.
Jeez, people turn off you quickly in real life.
Yeah. So that's real life. Imagine on a podcast, we don't have to worry about feelings.
Yeah, no. Well, I just figure like if you've come all the way to listen to it, you probably give it a second chance. When I'm at a bar having go up to someone and go,
yeah, those two and they didn't go out planning for that to happen.
Yeah, no. You know what I mean? They're just trying to enjoy their dinner.
Yeah. And when they say, leave me alone, sir.
Maybe we should do pickup lines on the show. Like, what's a good... Because I don't think good pickup lines exist.
I saw one the other day, actually.
Worked?
Yeah. It was a two-parter.
Mm. Someone we know?
No. It was, funnily enough, it was a radio show.
Bastards.
I think it was an American radio show, anyway.
That's fine.
But the pickup line was... so you might have heard it. It was to do with the alphabet. And it was, I'm not going to.
Why aren't I and you next to each other? Rearrange the alphabet.
Yeah,
and put them
I thought it was
going to
be that one, but it wasn't that one. I'm not going to remember it. Okay. But it was something
but
like.
It was good?
It was really good. Geez. It was like something along
so
the lines.
So good,
of,
you remembered it.
Well, there's a bit in it, and it was a two part job.
And you're engaged. Why are you remembering pickup lines?
Oh, you think you've been out of the game? Nah, I've still got it.
You still got it.
I've still got it.
We were there the other night. People go up to you. I'm like, I am right here.
Yeah. And they go, I know. And we heard you before when you did that.
You shouldn't drink and try and chat to people. Mm. It's just awful.
Yeah.
Because you
I'm
don't.
I'm still trying to remember. Oh, you know what? I'm just going to give up because otherwise I'll be distracted.
I'll Google it.
No, but you don't know. You didn't
see
it.
I'll just Google funny alphabet.
No, let me do it. Because I want to give it to you.
I'll give it to you in a minute.
I'll give you a bloody...
Oh, how about this?
Left, right, or not.
I typed in funny alphabet pickup lines, and the first article is 40 hilarious pickup lines to impress your crush. All right. I'll pump through them, and you tell me if you like it or not.
Well, you don't want the alphabet one that I was going to give you?
But you don't know it.
I know it, bro.
And you take forever to Google, Dad.
Okay.
Have you got it?
I've got it.
Okay.
Okay. He said it differently.
Okay,
but
it's
along the lines.
Give me the jizz.
It's like, sorry?
The jizz.
This is why you're not picking up.
Go, people. Just give me the jizz of the story.
Go,
it's not the jizz?
So pull your pants up. They go. People go up to you. So it's a two-person job, right?
Yeah.
So you would go up as a single one.
Yep.
And you'd be like, oh, my God, you guys remind me of the 21 letters of the alphabet.
Yep.
And then they go, what? And I go, no, you idiot. There's 26 letters of an alphabet. And you go, oh, sorry, I forgot you are a QT. And then you go, sorry, you remind me of the 25th. This is still you. Then you go,
still going.
So it's a two-parter. Oh, okay. So you think you got them with that.
Yep.
And they go, yeah, you're so right. You are a QT. I forgot. Yeah. And now you remind me the 25 letters of the alphabet.
Yep.
And I go, what the hell, Jim? I just told you there's 26 letters of the alphabet. And you go, I know. She'll get the D later.
Okay, well then... it's gone. We've lost it.
It's in there.
We've lost it.
Do we lose him at my stumble and try to remember what it is? Or at the punchline?
You'll get the day later. We just say it so aggressively.
I know
you're not the single one.
I don't know.
Why you?
Well, that's your line.
All right. I've got other ones here. Ready? I'll give them
to you. Oh, so that wasn't good enough, was it?
It was good until you gave me the D. Alphabet starts with A, B, C. But our love starts with you and me.
It is good.
Yep.
But also, like, love straight away is a bit of a red flag.
And me is not a letter.
Oh, yeah.
You and I, it should be.
That one doesn't make sense.
I want you to see, this does say you and me on this website.
It definitely says you and me.
It should be you and I.
Well, that's stupid. Yeah, let's not go with that one.
If I were a letter in the alphabet, I'd be Q.
BQ.
Because I've always wanted to be next to you.
Oh, Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Okay. I like that. That's all right.
I don't ever want to be an adjective.
Oh, why not?
Because I don't want to modify you.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you have to have a real understanding of English language for that one. Like, you almost have to be, like, an extension English teacher.
Okay, you can't be drinking.
Yeah.
Thanks to whoever designed the QWERTY keyboard.
QWERTY.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
Because they put you and I together.
Yeah, I
then
mean,
you
but just...
then you need to show them a keyboard.
And you have to be carrying around a keyboard like a surfboard.
What's that under your arm?
It's a keyboard. It's a keyboard.
You haven't had my QWERTY keyboard.
It'll make sense in a minute. More. Okay. Yeah.
You want more?
Maybe one more.
Okay. Your name starts with A.
Yep.
But you are my Z.
Okay.
Because there's nothing after you.
There is. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J.
Z, you're my Z.
Yeah, but you said there's nothing after you. So if we're playing the alphabet. Was that a Jimmy mistake or a computer mistake?
No, that's it. Well, I mean, I'll show it to you. It doesn't say you. It says Y-O-U.
Yeah,
see,
but
it's really hard.
But that's the thing. If we're playing the alphabet game.
No, you're right.
Shouldn't have gone to another one.
You look... okay, no, one. We'll
okay,
do
okay,
so this one.
Okay.
You'll love this one.
Okay, yep.
You look weak.
Oh.
Yeah, you might need some vitamin D.
See, then you said that bit aggressively.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Oh, Australia, kick it into gear. We are off for another week and we are back in town. You could say... We have risen again after Easter. Huh?
I mean, Easter was a week ago, but...
Yeah, but I mean, you still... Like, we haven't been on the air. I haven't been able to make any Jesus Rise Again bits.
And daylight savings.
Oh, am I right?
I mean, we are doing that.
Well, we are. Well, we've had 2 weeks of content that we've missed out on. You know what I mean?
No, it's good to be back. Can I try a new catchphrase on you? I've been thinking about...
I feel like you haven't been thinking about it. You just thought of it just then. Would I be spot on?
Okay. No. Maybe. So, you can say no. It's the Jimmy and Nate show. You're allowed to say no.
Yeah, but what the rule of our show is yes and.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
But I'm telling you, I'm giving you permission to say no.
But even if I say no, will you still say it?
I'll forget about it in a week. Remember when I wanted to say, that's applesauce?
Yeah. You wanted to refer to things that were good happening as, oh, that's applesauce.
And how long did that last?
Honestly, you said it once, and now you've said it again, and I reckon that was 2 months.
Yeah. No, I think it was like, I said, I want to call good things applesauce now, because you can do whatever you want, mate. Yeah. This wasn't even on the show.
No.
We're in the car.
This was IRL.
Yeah,
we're
like F45 or something, and then it was like a day later, I had a good coffee, and I went, Nate, this is, oh, bloody hell, what's that thing I wanted to say?
I said, a good coffee?
Yeah. I've stolen this from the Irish. We love the Irish.
We do love the Irish.
We love the Irish.
Shout out to the Irish.
Shout out to the Irish. What's the crack?
Oh, yeah, they always say that. What's a crack?
C-R-A-I-C.
And it means, what are you doing?
Yeah,
what's up? What's up?
So crack apparently means, I've done some research.
Well, you Googled crack, did you?
I've
played golf over the last 2 weeks, and you've been figuring out what the crack is.
So I met a guy about crack, right?
Told you about him. Stay away. Bad influence.
It was a girl. She was lovely.
Okay.
No, so crack means good.
Yes.
So then, yeah. So it's like, what's good?
Mm.
But you're right. Like, what's the thing? What do you think?
They do say it all the time.
What's a crack?
Are you doing the accent?
No, I'm not. I'm just...
Sound like you're doing an accent. I thought we didn't do funny voices on this show.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you think of the...
Yeah. I mean, well, it's not really like an original thing.
No, I didn't say it was something I came up with.
Yeah, but I was hoping it was something fun like applesauce.
You didn't let me do it. I didn't even get applesauce.
I let you do applesauce. Yeah. Now you've just completely stolen a thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm borrowing it. I'll give it back.
Yeah. And
if you're Irish, you can't say what's the crack. Jimmy and Astro has it. We won't use it for long.
No, you know
we
what?
We will return
you know
it
what?
To you.
No, I'll back you. I'll back you. It is my role as your co-host, as your best mate to back you. 13-10-60. If you're Irish right now, can we borrow? I'm saying borrow because we may well give it back. Can we borrow what's the crack? 13-10-60. If you are Irish, give us a call right now.
Irish only.
And if there is no, you can't call if you're not Irish.
Yeah, no.
Because you don't own what's the crack.
Yeah, they own it.
If you are Irish, 13-10-60, jump on the phones right now. If no Irish people call, then we don't have the permission.
No.
Okay. We need some Irish people.
We're just one Irish
one
person?
Irish people, and you know what? I'll give you a $100 step one underwear voucher.
Okay.
Now I've just realised people could call and just do an Irish accent. Don't do that.
Now call and do an Irish accent. Hey, boy, you out of here. It's crack.
What's the crack? That wasn't even... Yeah, I was doing a... Anyway.
But if what
you,
was that?
That was a funny voice. Oh. If you're Irish, 131060, jump on the phones right now. We'll do that, and if we get at least one Irish person to give us the all clear for what's a crack, then we'll...
We'll use it.
We'll use it.
I'll give up.
We'll use it till we get over it. 2 weeks off, though. I'll tell you, big 2 weeks. Went down to the F1, the vroom vrooms.
I know. I mean, Australia doesn't.
Well, you asked what's a crack, and I said, well, I went down.
But I'm just letting Australia know behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Australia, I've known Nath 10 years. Mm. I don't think Nath has loved anything more than the F1.
Oh, haven't I gone on about it?
But that's good. I'm glad you found something in your life that you love.
Yeah, but I'm worried it's going to be like you and what's a crack, and I'll get over it very quickly.
But at the moment, you're so into it. You love it.
I am very into it.
Yeah.
Did that. You and I played a bit of golf.
A lot of golf was played.
Yeah. So we do have an Irish person who's on the phone outside right now, so we might get to him very soon. What about this? I'm almost 30 years old, too.
Oh, yeah, the end of the month.
I'm almost 30 years 30. Old. I mean, I am padding so I can get an Irish person on the line, but...
I've got a text message from an Irish person.
Is it the girl?
Is it the girl? It's the girl who I stole it off.
Yeah.
Evie. Mm. Shout out to Evie. She said, oh, my God, shout me out. Well, you didn't come up with it, Evie. It was the Irish. Oh, I can borrow it. There you go. Look, bottom message. You can borrow it.
Yeah, but she doesn't count because
she probably lied to me about being okay, Irish. Yep.
We've got an Irish person on the phone from Melbourne. Round of applause. Howell Patrick. Pat, we got you there.
You do. How are you going?
Yeah, we're good, mate. That sounds like, is that a real Irish accent? Are you actually Irish, my friend?
Of course it's a real accent.
Cool, okay.
Go on, Pat. What were you saying, mate?
Why do you want to know?
Well, we just want to know. That's a good question. We just want to know if we can borrow the phrase, what's the crack? Can we borrow that?
Aye, you can, of course.
I'm going to need to know what that means too.
Does that mean yes?
It means yes.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, well, Patrick, since we're using it, what's a crack? What, sorry, you go.
What station is this?
You called us.
No. Patrick. Okay, you've obviously just heard call if you're Irish, but we wanted an Irish person to call to give us permission to use the classic Irish term, what's the crack?
Of course you can, Jan. That's fine.
Thank you, mate. Really, man. No, God.
Where you are, Patrick, it's called the Fox, but the stations are different around Australia. We're on all around Australia, but just so you know.
The Fox FM. So can I replay this and show the fam?
You can. Yeah, you can replay it, mate.
The podcast at Jimmy and Nath. You can listen to us on Spotify. Patrick, you got Spotify?
So the Fox FM on Spotify?
Well, no, Jimmy and Nath on Spotify.
Jimmy and who?
Yeah, just quickly, this sounds like an off-air conversation. We've got producers and...
That sounds like the job of a producer.
Talk to them, Patrick. Get on your mate. Thanks for calling through. We can officially use What's the Crack. That's the purpose of what we were doing there.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Just quickly, Nath, I want to give a massive shout out to producer Grace.
Yes.
Which now just Grace.
Well, no, just Grace. Careful, mate.
If you have listened to the show long term, we fired producer Grace.
The best is she's not here to go, you didn't fire me.
I know, which is great. We absolutely love, she's texting, she's listening to the show, which we absolutely love because we're still very, very close friends. But this is my favourite part that I can just absolutely slant. It's actually funner now because she can't buzz in or look at us.
See, no, I don't think it is.
Oh, you love it when we looked out.
Because that's the reason we do it, to stir her up.
She doesn't know that we've printed out a really ugly photo of her. So when we look outside, we still see you, Grace.
Anyway, ex-producer Grace, 131060, mate. You might get through.
Stop texting us. If you want to talk to the boys, you've got to call 131060.
Jim, off the back of Easter every year, you know this. Myself and my fiance Meg, we're overloaded with way too much chocolate. Always have been. This is chocolate that we buy for ourselves. And also chocolate that we're given. Doesn't matter how many times we say, I reckon we do less chocolate this year, or we don't do chocolate this year, we always end up, I'm talking with kilos of the stuff. Mm. You've seen my house during Easter. There is a lot of chocolate, mainly purchased by my partner, Meg. She has a real issue with sugar. We're talking a serious addiction.
I actually, this is my first Easter in such a long time that I wasn't, A, in a relationship, sure, or B, living with you or Meg.
Sure.
So I had no chocolate around. I've had no eggs.
Yep. And you know what? Count yourself lucky. Because my household is a hellhole.
When there was that period where it was you, me, and Meg, I've never seen two people have so much. I mean, it's mainly me.
It's mainly me. Honestly,
she forces it on you. And you go.
I know. I know.
And then she walks out of the room. And you go, Jim, help.
Yeah, because I don't. It's sickening how much she can consume.
She has a massive sweet tooth.
She has a real addiction to sugar, like a serious addiction.
She went a month without it, didn't she?
Oh, damn, we heard about it. She's making up for that in a week.
We went to dinner, and I love Meg. Meg's the best. And I went to dinner. Remember that time we went to dinner? And I sat down, and Meg goes, Jimmy, I'll quit sugar.
That was before, hi, Jimmy, how are you? Yeah. So this is the thing now. So each and every year we get so much chocolate in the household. And what she's done this year to try and control herself, because she keeps eating so much and then she turns to me and I get in trouble because I've allowed her to eat so much chocolate. And she goes, oh, my tummy hurts. I feel really sick. And you've seen how much she gorges.
Yeah.
So what she's done now is she has physically ordered me to hide the chocolates in the house. Not throw them out, because I offered, how about I just throw them out? Then you're not tempted to eat them because they're not here. And she goes, no. She goes, just hide them, portion control. And I was like, as in hide them and then I get them out every now and then? She goes, yes. And I go, okay, fine. All right. So that was the original plan.
Yeah.
For me to hide the chocolates and then she can't find them. And then when I come home, I could hand her two, right?
Rations.
I get home after.
This is all we have today, babe.
I get home after. So she works from home. I get home from day one of having hidden the chocolates. The bag of chocolates is sitting next to her. And I go, what happened? I hid them. She goes, you didn't hide them well enough. She went searching. And I said, you didn't tell me that you were going to go searching for the chocolate. Yeah. I thought it was like, if they're not in plain sight, I won't consume them.
Can I ask where you hid them?
I hid them in like a cords drawer, like where like loose cords are.
That's a very good.
What's she doing in the cords drawer?
Exactly.
You know what she said to me? She goes, I was trying to find my car keys. I was like, yep. Bullshit! You were looking for the chocolate!
We have a key bowl!
We do!
It's when our other friends who have partners come over and we all grab...
You get a chocolate and you... Oh, I got the Suzuki Swift. Anyway, so... And then she's mad because, again, she's overdone the chocolate. She's feeling...
Women are cranky. Right.
Can't live with them. Anyway,
we love women.
So then I go again, right? I'm like, all right, yep. I'll hide them in a better spot. So I hide them underneath all my jumpers. She doesn't find them. I get a phone call. She's at home while I'm out. I think we're on the golf course.
I think we're playing golf.
Yeah, anyway, she calls me and she goes, where are the chocolates? And I go, I've hidden them. You've told me to hide them, so I've hidden them. She goes, I need them. And I go... I go, why? And she goes, because my friend's coming over and I want to share the chocolates. And I go, no, but then you'll eat them.
What friend?
Yeah. I was like, who?
Stephanie.
And she goes, they're not here yet, but I want to do an Easter egg hunt for them.
No,
and so I'm
she
like,
doesn't.
I go, no. And she goes, Nathan, tell me where the chocolates are. And I go, all right, they're in the jumpers. Anyway, gets about. Friends didn't come over. I get home.
And then you get in trouble for telling her where the chocolate.
And so I get home and again, she's holding her tummy and go, oh, I don't feel well. She's had like eight chocolates. And I go, what's wrong? She goes, you. And I go, what? She goes, you told me where the chocolates were.
You can't win, mate.
I cannot. There is no win.
What do we say? Women. Can't live with
what
them.
What do you do? Can't so what I want to ask, 131060, jump on the phones right now. This can't just be me. What do you have to physically hide from your partner? Now, it doesn't have to be food related. It doesn't have to be chocolate, although if you did have to hide the chocolate from 131060. But what do you have to physically hide from your partner? Maybe it's cash. Maybe you do a few cashies and you don't want her to take the cash out later on. It can be anything, whatever it is, 131060. What do you have to hide from your partner is what I want to know.
I live with a bloke and he would hide the remote from his missus because she would, like, they'd be watching something and it was like an automated, like, you know, some people check their phone. She would just grab the remote and just flick around.
Be like, while he's watching.
But they'd sat down. It'd be like, we're going to watch Harry Potter on Netflix. They'd pop it on and she'd just lean over, she'd grab it, just flick, go back out of it. What are you doing? And she's like, oh, I was just bored.
Don't hide it in the cord. They'll find it. All right, 131060. What if you have to physically hide from your partner? Give us a call. It can be absolutely anything.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jimmy, just ask a question, 131060. Australia, what do you have to physically hide from your partner? This is off the back of Easter, where every single year both me and my fiancée, Meg, get way too much chocolate. I try and throw it out, and that leads to a big argument. So Meg asked me, because she indulges way too much, to hide them, physically hide the chocolate from her, but I can't win. Because when I hide it too well, she gets angry at me because she can't find it. And when I don't hide it well enough, she gets angry because I didn't hide it well enough.
Mm. So she wants some sort of, she's the Goldilocks of Easter eggs.
Yes.
They need to be hidden medium well.
I need to feed them to a bear?
Is that... I'm confused where I was going with this. Let's push on and go to the phone.
Luke, hello, Luke. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, Luke, thanks. Thanks for calling through, mate.
Anytime, Lukey.
No problem.
Luke, your show is our show, so.
Perfect.
Luke, what do you have to physically hide from your partner?
I have to hide my basketball card collection.
Your basketball card? Because your partner also collects, or they throw them out?
Because I spend probably a little bit too much on it. So much that I've had to make sure that I get it through Afterpay so she doesn't see where it's really coming from.
Oh, so it's the sheer volume of basketball cards you're purchasing.
It started as one that's been allowed for my birthday, and it turned into probably about 40 or 50 from there. So,
Luke, how many does she think you have?
About four.
And how many do you actually have?
About 60.
And okay, look, how much does she think that you've spent on basketball cards?
About 250.
And how much have you spent?
Oh, about 2,000. it's been over time, but yeah, a little bit addictive.
Where do you hide them so she can't find them?
Well, I had to take over a corner at work, so I had somewhere to proudly present them.
Oh, so you've got them out in the open at work?
At work, yeah, not at home, though.
No.
I never visit to work, but yeah, I've got them out in the open proudly at work.
Luke, do not invite any work friends home, whatever you do.
We don't mingle that way.
Yeah,
that's smart, mate. Yeah. Jeez, Luke,
is it smart because you've ever... Philip from Canley Heights. Hi, Phil.
Hey, boys. How are you guys, man? Miss you guys.
Oh, thanks, Phil.
We miss you too, mate. We actually really wanted to get back. It was like 1 week in and me and Nathan were like... Let's go back in.
Maybe because we had nothing else to do. Phil, what do you have to physically hide from your partner?
Oh, God, every time I get takeaway Maccas, I've got to hide it from my partner.
How often are you getting Maccas, Phil?
I get it like 3 to 4 days a week, and I ask her, does she want anything? Nah. And then turns around. She pretty much turns around and she sniffs that thing. She's like a dog.
So, Phil, you're hiding it from her not because she gets mad that you have it, but because she always wants some.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
So you go to her, Phil, you go, hey, babe, I'm going to Macca's. Do you want anything? She goes, nah. Then you come home and then she eats your food anyway.
Yep, pretty much.
Ever thought about ordering like extra, Phil, just so she has something?
Oh, no, I don't want to do that. Mm. I literally fight for my food.
Yeah. Thought about leaving her, Phil. Daniel from Campbelltown. Let's do one more. Dan, what do you have to physically hide from your partner?
All right. It's a hydrolite, but so I'm a landscaper by trade, so I, you know, dehydrate a lot, so I keep hydrolite at home, and she started drinking it, and now she just likes the taste of it. So she keeps drinking it, and I'm like, she goes, you've got to hide it from me. I said, why? She goes, because I just keep drinking too much. I said, it's not a big problem. She takes him to the toilet. She goes, that's the problem. Her pee is like bright, bright, bright yellow, like a highlighter. It's like bright yellow. She's like, that's not healthy. You've got to hide it from me. So, yeah, she just loved the taste of it.
Dan, it sounds like this has been a bit pent up for you.
I'm like rushed to get that story out, Dan.
You got somewhere to be, Dan?
No.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jim, how about this? Independent Senator Lydia Thorpe, she's made headlines today after she was filmed outside a Melbourne club yesterday morning yelling at a group of men that in fact had what she called a small penis. So she wasn't happy.
They had one collectively.
Well, that's what I was confused because
they're all holding on to one.
So all the stories that I've read was that there's multiple fellas that she was yelling at, right?
Yeah.
But then she just screamed, "You have a small penis." So I don't know if collectively they had a small penis, or they each individually had small penis.
Because it'd be penis eyes.
Yeah, or sorry,
penis.
Penis.
I don't know what the plural
penis.
Of penises is.
Or she was talking to one...
It's like mice, meese, moose, mouse.
Yeah. Sure. Or she was talking to one individual person who, in fact, had a small penis. I've got a little bit of it here.
Okay.
Right, so this is a little bit of... Just a quick one.
I've got a little bit of it. Not much, because it's a small penis.
Anyway, this is a little bit of Senator Lydia Thorpe telling somebody that they had a small penis.
Sorry?
Yeah, it's a bit on there, isn't there?
Is someone moaning in the background?
Maybe the person with a small penis.
Listen. That's someone moaning. What are you playing? What is this?
That might be against the codes playing that.
I can't even hear the small penis. I can just hear someone going, oh,
hang on,
listen.
Yeah, there's definitely a moan at the start.
Sort of shout out to Audio Bones getting us fired on the first night pack. I don't think we can play sex noise on the radio,
to be
Bones.
Fair, I could get fired by all I said. I just sent Audio Bones an email saying, "Can I have the small penis bit?"
No, you could hear the small penis as well.
Senator Jackie Lambie has come out and said, "Oh, she needs to pull her head in." She said, "No way of getting out of this, Lydia. You need to own your mistakes."
Okay,
so these are senators going at each other.
Just a couple of things. I haven't seen any of this, so these blokes are just standing out. They're not. They had pants on.
No, they had pants on. Yeah, no, they didn't.
You couldn't actually see.
Unless
pants.
You had X-ray vision. I don't.
No, but to the general public.
General public, good to see.
They just had pants on.
Yes, yeah. I think it was designed as an insult.
Were they having a go at her and then she's returned fire?
I'm assuming there was a bit of argy-bargy,
bit of back and forth.
To and fro, and she's gone, "I'll show you, small penis."
The best gear she has.
She said, "I'll show you."
Why is someone moaning?
Someone's obviously moaned first. She goes, "I can do one better." So what I want to do now is 131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now. Can't believe I'm asking this.
No, well, you can because you came up with it.
You put it on the show.
Yeah, because I love it.
131060 Australia. Jump on the phones right now. What did someone say about you, Willie? What did somebody say about you, Willie? It could be an insult. It could be a compliment. Whatever it is, what did somebody, or what did you say about somebody's Willie?
Yeah, we're willing to accept Willie words.
We're willing to accept.
We're willing to accept. We're eager and willing. So what you said to Willie, you saw one and you went,
Yep.
It's okay, blokes, it's a safe space.
Yeah.
If something was said to your Willie,
yep.
It may be funny, it may be a bit insulting, whatever it is.
I'll reward you to make you feel better. I've got movie tickets to give away. And you can go see heaps of the new movies like Air, Dungeons and Dragons, Mamma Mafia. Well, I said Mamma Mia. Mamma Mafia, apparently it's a new one. So 131060, it could be something that you said about a Willie that you saw, or maybe you didn't even see it. Something that someone else has said, or maybe something that you've used to describe your own. Any kind of what I'm calling Willy words. Willy words. 131060. What did you say about someone's Willy? What did someone say about your Willy? Or what did you say about your own Willie? 131060, we want to know Willie words, guys. We'll reward you with these movie tickets. You can go and see some of those awesome movies, but you got to call 131060. What did somebody say about your Willie?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Yeah, we want to know what did somebody say about your Willy, insult or compliment, or what did you say about somebody else's Willy, or maybe your own Willy. Whatever it is, 131060, this is after Independent Senator Lydia Thorpe. She made headlines after telling somebody she was having a bit of an argy-bargy with that they have a small penis. Small penis. You can't really hear it in there, there's also a moan.
Yeah. You're just joining us. That is real audio, but we didn't know there's a giant moan in it, but...
Yeah. Anyway, well, we push on. We push on.
And look, if you do, 131060, as Nate said, we're looking for Willy words. So how you describe your own, what you've said to someone's Willy, or even what you've your Willy being called. It's a safe space.
Yeah, positive and negative as well. They can be compliments and insults. We don't discriminate. Whatever it is.
I mean, insults are more funny.
Talia from Mitcham. Hi, Talia.
Hi, hello.
Hello. Talia, Willy words. Tell us a story. What happened?
Yeah, so I've got a little nephew who's 7, and he calls his Willy Chachuni.
Chachuni, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so he goes, "Auntie, I got a very itchy Chachuni today." And you cannot, like, listen to him and not crack up laughing whenever he says Chachuni.
So what is a Chachuni?
Look, I got no idea. We are Greek and Italian, so I'm not sure if it's just a bit of a word from our inheritance, but...
he's just made it up.
I'm pretty sure it's made up. Yeah, it sounds like it.
It doesn't sound similar to a Greek or Italian word?
Not that I know of, no.
Do you speak Greek or Italian?
I speak Italian, not Greek.
Okay. Maybe it's a funny old Greek word.
It means penis in Greek.
He's clever. Tara from Fitzroy. Hi, Tara.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Good, Tara. We're talking Willy words. Did you call somebody's Willy something? Did you hear it or what happened?
Yes, when I was at work, and I'm a nurse, I had a patient that I had to attend to his urinary, put a condom drainage on, and I told him, "I wish I had a bit more to work with. Your willy's too small." because I couldn't get the condom on to drain out. And yeah.
How
it didn't go down very well.
How? Yeah.
surprised it was up.
Was it hard, Tara?
No, it just wasn't. It wasn't going on. There was nothing there. It was too small.
Sorry, how small was it? Like, give us like a length and a width.
2 by 1.
2 inches by 1 inch.
I think you're talking centimeters.
Well, centimeters.
centimeters.
Tara. What?
Tara, what was the reaction when you said that? I wish I had more to work with.
He wasn't really up to talking, so I was okay there. But the other nurse wasn't happy with what I said.
I mean, it is pretty funny.
She kind of said it's not appropriate.
Yeah.
We giggled, but I wouldn't say it again.
How old was he, Tara?
In his 90s.
Oh,
yeah.
Not long left. Poor old fella.
Old little fella.
Jackson from Victoria. Hello, Jackson.
Hello.
Yep.
I got something to say what my mum calls my father, right?
Yeah.
So she says to my father, he's got 3 inches of dangling death. And I thought that would be really funny.
Okay. He's got 3 inches of what? Dangling death?
Yes.
And how does he react to that?
He just said, right on, sister.
Interesting. Home life, isn't it?
I'm worried as to why Jackson knows what his mum calls his dad's penis.
Oh, I'm worried. Right on, sister.
Yeah.
There's an exchange. There is an exchange. That should be a T-shirt.
Don't talk to your auntie and your mother like that.
3 inches of death. Right on, sister. Let's get that on a shirt, Producer Kate. Jessica from Warwick in beautiful Queensland. Hi, Jess.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, Jess. We're talking willy words. What did you say about somebody's willy, or what did you hear, or what happened?
With my ex, he was wanting me to go down on him one time, and I was like, yeah, like, I'm all for it. Went down there, and I was like, mate, your willy stinks.
Oh,
like, there is no way that's going in my mouth. Like, no.
Wait, so how long were you together before you went down on him?
Oh, not long. It was only probably like 6 months of seeing him, but the relationship was like 6 years.
Okay, but...
And every time it was like, no, you smell.
Did
like,
he not?
I just can't.
Did he not wash his willy?
No. I actually went to an adult shop sort of thing and bought him willy soap specifically so he would, and he didn't. He was just lazy. So, yeah, I was just like, nope, your willy stinks. I'm not doing that.
Jess, would you say it smelled like 3 inches of death?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
You're having a nibble on some dark chocolate, mate.
Oh.
Can help you go to sleep. So dark chocolate contains tryptophan.
Sorry?
It's an amino acid that helps the body produce serotonin.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That helps the body regulate sleep. It also has, now this comes from food expert Fergus Smithers.
Smithers.
Fergus. who also, unluckily, has one of the worst names I've ever heard.
Fergus Smithers. I honestly, that kind of person will keep me awake at night. Nightmares of Fergus.
So food expert Fergus Smithers explains dark chocolate also includes magnesium, which helps you sleep.
Okay.
Other foods that have magnesium that do help you sleep are bananas and kiwi fruits.
Oh, kiwi fruit. I haven't had a good kiwi fruit in a while.
Yeah, but
there's nothing better than getting home, long day of work.
Having a steak, a few beers, getting into bed with a little kiwi fruit.
Put your feet up, have a kiwi fruit. Invite the boys over, we'll go wild on
peeling
some kiwi fruit.
Peeling that skin off.
On some KF. Oof. Everyone thinks there's a C after that. Nah, just KF.
Hey, boys, you want to come over?
Come over.
Tucking some kiwi fruit.
Kiwi fruit, guys.
That knocks out real quick.
Skin on, guys. Skin on.
Gross. So, look, I want to... Now, apparently, I saw this online. There's a lot of comments from people who agree with it. Apparently, it's very common. A lot of people love dark chocolate purely because they say it sends them to sleep.
Fergus Smith is onto something, the big fella.
The big Ferg. But I want to test the other chocolates, Nath. So on 131060, Australia, I want you to call the show now. Give us a call if you have some chocolate with you.
Any kind of chocolate.
Or if you can purchase some very quickly.
Because
I want to try this right now.
Or maybe driving, go past a quick like BP.
Servo.
Quick servo.
Pull over.
Jump into a United.
Get a little, all right, you paid plug now.
Oh, look, there's a, no, I'm just doing all of them. There's a Shell. Quick, I'll go in there. Regional, regional Queensland. Oh, there's a Puma.
It's a Puma.
I might jump into a Puma.
It's a Puma.
It's a Puma petrol.
It's a Puma petrol for my car. So yeah, we need you to have chocolate. So maybe have some on you, M&M's, Mars bar, I don't care, just normal chocolate. Maybe you got some Easter chocolate left over, some eggs.
Oh, that's a good time to do it, isn't it?
So I want you to, what you'll do is, Trey, you call us with your chocolate, tell us what it is, we're going to test it. You're going to eat some of it, and then I want to see if you feel sleepy. See if we can put you to sleep.
Yeah, right,
because I, you know, they're saying dark chocolate. There's so many chocolates out there, Nath.
So many chocolates.
What if people don't like dark chocolate? What if they want a different option?
Like an M&M.
Or a chocolate ice cream.
A chocolate ice cream. It could any kind of chocolate, maybe.
Any kind of chocolate.
And this one would be hard because you
chocolate cake.
You're okay. Bitch, okay. No, maybe and this would be difficult, but we're accepting any type of chocolate, like a cappuccino with chocolate on the top.
Chocolate on top.
Now I know that would counteract each other. So wouldn't that happen?
Maybe you order
the cappuccino keeps you up.
Yeah, maybe you just order a cappuccino and get the chocolate on top.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe just get the cappuccino chocky.
Chocky, and then you give them back.
All right. 131060.
Or chocky milk.
Chocky milk would be a great one. 131060. If you've got or you can get any chocky right now, jump on the phones because we want you to eat it for us. And then see if it could put you to sleep. Jump on the phones. 131060. We've got heaps more of these movie ticket packs to give away. You want to score yourself one of those? All you need is a bit of chocky and to call 131060. We'll do it next. Jump on the phones, guys. It's Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Well, ask a bloody question and no one wants to call the show. We have 2 weeks off. This is how you repay me, Australia. Because we've had a great hour.
Hang on. Repay them for what? For us not being here?
I hadn't thought that bit through. First hour.
We have 2 weeks off, and that's how you repay us. We had a holiday, and that is how you repay us.
Everything we did for you.
We went and played golf for 2 weeks.
I went to Byron Bay, gone to Windy. That's about it. No, look, we asked 131060. Well, because, okay, I asked, it's Jimmy, I asked 131060, of course, if you've got some chocolate.
Yep.
So I want to do a little sleep test thing, right?
Mm.
But maybe, Nath, maybe everyone's like you. Because
yep.
you were just telling me how you're on a health kick after Easter. And I'm not a big chocolate eater, so I didn't eat any chocolate. I had zero eggs. Zero eggs.
But surely there'd be a lot of people still with chocolate around. There's still a lot. I've still got a lot around the house.
But maybe they don't want to.
Maybe they don't want to eat it.
Maybe they're like, Jimmy, you can't just tell me to call up and eat chocolate.
Or maybe because, so allegedly the study shows that if you eat chocolate, right, it could put you to sleep.
Dark chocolate,
dark
but
chocolate.
I wanted to test other chocolates as well.
Or maybe people who were the chocolate eaters, they've eaten chocolate and they fall asleep. Did you ever think of that?
I didn't.
This is what happens. Blake from Lalo Park. Hello, Blakey.
Hello.
Hey, Blake.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you going all right, mate?
Yeah, good.
Thanks, Blake.
Oh, God, you've called him Lake.
No, it's Blake.
Yeah. I know, Blake. I'm an idiot.
Anyway, River, have you got any...
Blake.
Positive vibes.
Positive vibes, Blake. Mate, have you got some chocky there for us?
Yeah, I've got a Kit Kat.
Oh, amazing. Cool. Amazing.
Did you just pick this up, Blake, or have you had it for a while, or...?
Oh, I've been hiding it from the kids for a few days.
That's good. That's a good one. Man, Blakey. All right, well, Blakey, what I want you to do is I want you to eat a little bit of it, and then we're going to see if you get sleepy, okay?
Okay.
All right, go ahead. Eat that Kit Kat, big fella.
I'm going to go get some.
Well, actually, just quickly, Blake, have you got to go and get the Kit Kat? You don't have it on you.
Yes, I've got it just at my bench here.
Okay, yeah, get into it. Get in. Okay, yeah.
It's a bit short of breath.
Sorry, go.
Run.
You eating it, Blake?
Shh. Shh. It's tucking in.
It's nibbling.
It's a little nibble. Don't be scared. He's so cute. He's so cute.
That actually does.
You feel a bit...
How do you feel now, Blake? Are you tired?
Oh, I feel a bit... Feel a bit more relaxed.
You got somewhere you can lie down there, Blake?
Yeah.
Yeah, on you. Have a little lie down, Blake.
A little lie down.
Sounds a bit of a good idea.
Yeah.
It's okay.
That's okay, Blake.
Have your Kit Kat. Have a little rest.
How you feeling,
Have a
Blake?
Kit Kat. Have a break.
Yeah. Have a sleep.
Have a little sleep. Please.
Have a Kit Kat. Have a sleep.
Of course, that's it. This actually feels weird.
You falling asleep, Blakey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big, big deep breath.
Had a big day, Blake. Had a big day. That's it.
There you go.
That's it. Good night, Blakey.
Good night, mate.
Thanks for calling through.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
It is the Jimmy and Nate Show. Quintain! That's it, guys. Off for 2 weeks, back for one day. Calling it quits.
Until tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow, guys. 9 to 11. Don't freak out.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, baby.
Now, the way we finish each and every show, you may have forgotten. Or maybe you're new, right? You don't know how the Jimmy and Ace show finishes.
Do you realise we had a lot of people who called the show tonight who had never called before?
I love that. I love that. New people.
Does that mean the old people stopped listening?
No, I think they're still there.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
I mean, I'm thinking positively.
Positive vibes.
I don't know. Positive vibes, mate. The way we finish the show each and every day is with the show rating from the good people of Australia. 13, 10, 60. Rate the show out of 10. Doesn't matter how much of the show you've heard. We just get you to give us an honest appraisal out of 10. And today, joining us back on the show from Canley Heights, Phil. Welcome, mate. We got you there.
Oh, hey, boy.
Now, Phil, I believe we had you on earlier in the show, didn't we?
Oh, yes, you did.
What did you call for? Hiding something from your partner?
Oh, yeah, hiding my McDonald's from my partner.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right, yeah. Big Phil.
Smart
gets
man,
in,
Phil.
You get into Macca's, what, 4 times a week? That's right, Phil?
Yep, that and the KFC, man.
Oh, my God. Phil, you know what I did the other night? I went out with Nath, and I thought it would be a good idea to Uber Eats Macca's. So when I get home, it would be there waiting for me, except I'd had a few too many, and I got home and I just fell asleep. So I woke up in the morning. No. Yeah.
You ever done that, Phil? You ever forgot that you've ordered?
Oh, no, I can't forget that, mate.
Yeah, that's the most important part of the day.
It's almost like I had a few Boston Mules.
One of the great drinks, Boston Mule.
Phil, what do you rate the show out of 10? What do you want to give us?
Oh, the show was pretty good, boys. For that last segment there with the chocolate, I actually almost fell asleep with that song.
I've never heard of someone be so happy that the radio show put them to sleep. That's good. Okay, yeah. That's good. Phil, are you heading to bed soon? Is it bedtime for you?
I'm literally just about to head to bed. Phil,
what's the rating, mate? You said it's good, but we have a number.
Oh, all right. We're going out of 10 here?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go for 9.5.
9.5.
Thanks, Phil.
That's for first one back.
Yeah, that makes us feel
good,
Phil.
I thought we might be a bit rusty.
Yeah.
So that's
your boys are best.
Oh, thanks, Phil. Hey, Phil, come on.
Come here, mate. Come here.
Kiss me. Give me a... Oh, don't kiss him because he'll...
Adios!
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.